The archaeologists didn't know what they found until it was too late. I mean, they didn't realize the implications of all but the discovery of these utterly artifacts. Obviously, the operation drew attention, starting with the Channel 5 documentary, you know the type. Over-glamorized by the edited attempts that nobody really believed anyway. A few weeks later, the Christian extremists had us the hot topic for the month on the website God Speaks. Everything went a bit crazy from there. Some of the Sunday papers, respectable ones, started running articles in the colour supplements. Strangely enough, 40 and Times New Scientist ran with the same cover story, an event unequal since the acceptance of dark matter. I didn't notice at first, but who would? I heard that some of the loony bins were having riots, but the scientist said it was probably just a sunspot bursting out over our heavens, irradiating radiation across the galaxy at speeds that I can't imagine it might have been connected. But anyway, the artifact was shipped from the Antarctic over to Italy 3 weeks by sea. The Pope was asked if he wanted to attend the arrival, but declined, citing other engagements. Within a week, it was up everywhere. The TV, the news, our daily reports, the progression of the examination and panorama discussing the theological and philosophical implications. And slowly, human remains with a couple of peculiarities. For one, there was an extra irregular rib to be snapped off at some point, possibly pointed to cause of demise. A fine entry across the surface of the bone was in a language that only some weirdos claimed they could read. The same guys that turned themselves in for murdering Caesar Napoleon and Jonathan Kennedy. It was the winged soul that really struck a nerve, sending trauma through the world like a car crash victim. They first suggested it might have been an Icarus character attaching wings from a dead bird in an attempt to separate themselves from terra firma. Atheists everywhere breathed a sigh of relief but didn't have the answers which were a species or why the frozen location. It must have been hard to ignore details from an entire religion looking for evidence they don't really want to accept your theory. I remember the next Channel 5 documentary clearly showing a McLaren in the bone to win ball joint. It's like the whole world held its breath. I mean, hell, it was proof, you know. Where the hell do we go from here? Prostitutes and sodomizers everywhere shat themselves. And at that moment, wonderful human nature kicked in. The Bible and Quran followers joined forces with a lot of muttering effort from spiritual leaders. Common ground was identified and the joint number swelled with eager believers. The media reflected the change of religious programs now set aside the evening news on most channels. And then the preaching started. The televangelist fire and brimstone now have backbone. The mob rule picked up the lead, lapping it up with enthusiasm. The enforced belief must have caused some sort of self-governing system, fear of God, turning what was now the vast majority of the world's population to sheep. And of course, some people took advantage. The new world leaders didn't want any opposition, and so atheists became society's lepers, overnight actively hunted. And now today I live in hiding, watching the way I look at people in case my different mindset's displayed in my facial features. Persecuted for my lack of belief, but I'm not alone, we're organized, and we're gonna kill ourselves, God, 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 God.
thinking soul food. A voice reaching out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until
was a good 45 minute mix there by MBO75. Not sure how you pronounce that name, but I think it's just MBO75. And he operates, runs, I think founded Space Toaster Productions, along with a couple of other artists that he was collaborating with. But the Idiot Savants were where I first heard him, and also PVC, another project, and then Zookotic. All those recordings are available through Space Toaster Productions, and you can check it out on my website. He has some downloads also for you to listen to through his website. So that was MBO 75 from Edinburgh, Scotland. This is WRIR LP 97.3. Thanks. Hello to everybody in Scotland, by the way. Hello, MBO 75. Scott, what's up? Thank you. I love that mix. Perfect for whatever mind state it put everyone else in. I know it put me in a lot of different places. But this is If Music Could Talk. So let me tell you that we are being partially kept on the air because of the wonderful support of Sumo-san. Sumo-san serves appetizers, entrees, and rockin' sumo-style sushi in the heart of the bottom, Shaco Bottom, offering a modern and fun dining experience with constant entertainment provided by sushi chef Victor and his flying wasabi balls. Sumo-san is open for dinner 7 days a week and lunch Monday through Friday. More information is available at 643-6500 or at the restaurant at 1725 East Main Street in Shaco Bottom. If Music Could Talk is being supported by Plan 9 Music, offering everything from hit music to the obscure, Plan 9 has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Plan 9, proud to support the musical diversity heard on WIR every day. Plan 9 in Carytown, and now a new location in VCU's E2 bookstore. And some of WIR's audio equipment was provided to us by Backstage. Backstage rents and retails live production equipment, speakers, power amps, CD players, and all DJ equipment. They also provide sound installation for churches and clubs. More information is available at 644-1433 or backstageva.com or at their downtown shop from 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Backstage has served the Richmond community for over 32 years. So thanks for tuning in. I always say thank you. I'm here trying to bring you all sorts of things from all over the world. And you just never know what you'll hear on WIR because people pop in and out of the studio every day. And we have guests all the time. We have bands, live bands. We just we try to funnel culture from around the world through this medium here for you. So thanks for tuning in. Who knows? I've got a bunch of songs on a CD for the rest of the show. And they were carefully chosen to be eclectic and go all over the place. So I've also got a visit. We're being visited here from someone from Chicago. They're checking out the station here too. I'll introduce her. But anyway, lots of interest all over the world, and we like to connect with people in Chicago too. So did you want to say hello to anybody in Chicago? Jian?
Okay, hello.
Cool. All right, so thank you. And I'm going to start out with a song by Toa Tai, and it's called Orange.
Oh,
Here's Imperial by Lazy Boy.
Thank you. Asian space to grow. Little young ones on the street, oh, don't know where to go. Little children in the ghetto need some space to grow. Situation never seem to be arranged. The politicians come with jugs and guns, trying to take the younger ones, deceiving the nation, preying on the younger generation. But the children in the ghetto need some space to grow.
It's Luciano with Children in the Ghetto. And before that, we heard Orange by Toa Tai. And so it's 8 o'clock here. You're listening to If Music Could Talk. I want to say hello to everybody that's tuned in and all the good friends I saw over the holiday here. It was an inspiring week here. And I'm glad I had it off because I've had time to do all kinds of great things, simple things. And music is simple, and music is a part of a steady diet, a healthy diet. So I try to bring you good music every week. So thanks for tuning in. And let's see what's next here. Oh, well, I should also play a PSA. Here we go. No surprises.
Regidos por la Constitución y por las Cortes. En nuestro país, todo inmigrante goza de los derechos protegidos por la Constitución y por las Cortes. Podemos combatir las deportaciones ilegales y nuestros hijos pueden asistir a la escuela. Soy Cruz Reynoso y entiendo la importancia de estos derechos porque soy hijo de campesinos inmigrantes y fui juez de la Suprema Corte de California. Estoy muy preocupado porque esos derechos están amenazados y es importantísimo que sepa cuáles son y cómo protegerse.
Llame a la ACLU al 888-209-3889.
Okay, here's Anthony Santos, and I'll give you the set list, of course, on WIR.org. I'm just going off the cuff tonight, so.
Ay, mama. Llegó tu machín de otra vez.
Soñé con él. quieres estar conmigo, no.